This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Once I was working on a project for a cable TV network. The project was what we in the entertainment industry call troubled because, for many reasons, some of them I have to confess my fault, the creative direction of the series and the process of writing and developing more scripts was unclear. You see, I wanted to take the series in a certain direction. The network wanted something slightly different. The star wanted something greatly different, i.e., more of him and less of every other character. And one of the other producers insisted on being the go-between among all of the parties, which guaranteed that no one ever really knew what anyone else was thinking. So I did the last thing anyone really wants to do in Hollywood, and that's to take action. I called the network executive directly to ask her what exactly she was thinking and to tell her what exactly I was thinking in the frankest way that minimally acceptable politeness standards would allow, but she never called me back, which for a good 24-hour period convinced me that I was about to be fired. Unfortunately for me, it was she who was fired. Her boss blamed her for the confusing factionalism of the production rather than a true culprit who was the rogue producer, and I was left to struggle with a meddling know-nothing producer and a clinically insane star for the next several months until the enthusiasm and the money for the project dwindled away. Show business, as a wise Woody Allen tells us, is not a dog-eat-dog business. It's worse, it's a dog-doesn't-return-other-dog's-phone-calls business. The best way to show contempt for your underlings or a haughty disdain for your colleagues is to let their phone calls go unreturned. Silence, as we all know, is the most effective and cutting way to raise your voice. For instance, when the Swedish Academy decided 14 days ago to award the Nobel Prize for Literature to folk singer and cultural icon Bob Dylan, I confess, I was one of those who thought, you know, give me a break. Past winners have included poets and novelists, most of whom, it must be said, were more highbrow than popular. But Bob Dylan is known for his plaintive and politically progressive lyrics and his nasal-heavy and barely intelligible singing voice, not his published written work. So there was some sniffing from the high culture mandarins and some absurdly over-the-top cheering from the ancient hippies who still warble out the times they are a-changin'. But for most of us, there was a kind of a quizzical, baffled reaction. So in 30 years, I asked myself, will they be giving the award to Beyoncé or, and this is the thought that really chilled me, Kanye West? I mean, Kanye West would probably be the one person on earth who truly wouldn't be surprised to learn that Kanye West had won the Nobel Prize for Literature. But all of those misgivings melted away when I learned that throughout the entire process, from the moment that the Swedish Academy decided to honor Bob Dylan to the public announcement of the award and right up until the moment that I say these words, Bob Dylan has remained silent and utterly unreachable. The Academy members called him. They apparently are well connected enough to have finagled his cell number, but he has yet to return their phone call. They've left voicemail messages and emails and have tried to get to him through various channels to zero effect. Bob Dylan, it seems, has nothing to say. And there is something heroic, and yes, I'll say it, deeply moral about Dylan's refusal to participate in this year's episode of Kabuki Award Theater. In a world in which everyone seems to be talking all at once and where no one ever misses the opportunity to climb up on a soapbox and make a speech, Bob Dylan has delivered a powerful lesson. It's cool to shut up. And there's also the delicious sting of show business one-upmanship. The Swedish Academy called, and Bob Dylan, superstar folk singer and world-famous celebrity, just didn't call them back. That's the ultimate power move. I mean, after all, Bob Dylan has sold more than 100 million albums. How many has the Swedish Academy sold? And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll find someone else to pay for it. For KCRW, this is